Loving God, Shiur 3. As we continue our study of the mitzvah of loving God, we start with the words of the Zohar as they were written in Aramaic. You can listen to them, allowing the sound to surround you. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Abba, Rechemta Beshlimu, Ana Shemana Bey. Amale, Eima Bui, Kame de Rabbi Pinchas, Daha Ihu Bahai Dalga Kaim. Amaribi Elazar, Ahava Rabba, Hainu Ahava Shelemta Beshlimu de Train Citrin. Vi La it Kalil Betrain Citrin, Lav Ihu Ahava Kadakaya Ot Beshlimu. Rabbi Elazar said, Father, I have understood what complete love means. Rabbi Shimon said to him, My son, go and tell your understanding to Rabbi Pinchas, because he has actually reached that stage of spiritual attainment. Rabbi Elazar said, Abundant love is whole love, which is perfect from both sides. And if it doesn't include both sides, it is not a perfect love, as is fitting. Rabbi Ashlag, the great commentator on the Zohar, teaches the two sides that Rabbi Elazar is talking of. And this is what it says. Perfect love is expressed on both sides. That is, whether a person is suffering or whether he's enjoying well-being. Even if God takes your soul from you, let your love for him be in complete perfection, just as when he's giving you all the good in the world. For us, this may be quite easy to understand on an intellectual level. However, it's hard for us to imagine such a completely unconditional love in actual practice. How can a person really truly love God when he's suffering? This is why Rabbi Shimon told his son Rabbi Elazar to go and check his understanding of perfect love with Rabbi Pinchas, as Rabbi Pinchas had indeed attained that level in actual practice. And this is a great reminder for us that when we learn the Zohar, it's not for the intellectual understanding. It's for to actually put the work into practice. As we know, it's hard enough to love God when we're not actually receiving all the goodness we would like to. But to love God when we are actually suffering is extremely hard for us to comprehend. It doesn't seem to feel natural to us. And yet I have to tell you from my own experience that I have seen that it's not impossible. I have a dear friend who some years ago became sick with cancer of the lymphatic system. Her prognosis given by the doctors was not good, both as to the type of cancer and to the fact that it was discovered at rather an advanced stage of the illness. In addition, several other things happened. Her partner left her, and very quickly she had to find herself a new home. What I found was remarkable was her constant thanking God for all his goodness he had given her. She had a hard time during the illness, but she recovered her full health. She never once questioned God, but had faith in his love the whole way through. I learnt a lot by being her friend. I learnt about having love and faith, which are not dependent on circumstances, but come from somewhere deeper. When Rabbi Ashlag says, even if God takes your soul from you, he uses here the word neshama for soul. The word neshama actually refers to a high level of soul, what we would call maybe a soul consciousness. The word nefesh is the soul, which is the life force which keeps us physically alive. Neshama is a higher level and refers to the light of the soul. So Rabbi Ashlag is here not necessarily referring to a situation where our physical life is threatened, but he's referring to the situation which occurs when we've lost touch with our higher levels of awareness, as certainly happens in the ups and downs of spiritual life. We learn a lot about the mitzvah of loving God by looking at our father Abraham. He exemplified that mitzvah. That was his mitzvah. God tested his love, according to tradition, on 10 different occasions. The Baal Shem Tov teaches that on each of those 10 occasions, God took away from Abraham any higher state of awareness that he had. So Abraham demonstrated his love for God even when he was not experiencing any higher state of consciousness at all. And actually, that's the real test, because when we're in a higher state of consciousness, we're capable of a lot more than we are capable of normally. Maybe at those times when Abraham was tested, he couldn't even feel his love for God. However, he acted on his love for God. Loving God, even when we do not feel like it, even when we have quite a good logical excuse not to, gives us the opportunity to actually love God the way he loves us, unconditionally. Let's move on to the next paragraph of the Zohar, paragraph 200. And therefore we have learnt that the love of God is explicit when it is present on both sides. There is a person who loves God because he has wealth, longevity, his children surrounding him. He has governance over his enemies. He knows what he is doing. And because of these, he loves God. But if he were to experience the opposite, and God would turn the wheel such that he would experience suffering, he would then hate God and not love him at all. For this reason, this love is not love which has any foundation. Love, which is called whole love, is the one which exists on both sides, whether the person is experiencing suffering or whether he is experiencing graciousness and success. A person needs to love God, as we have learnt, even if he takes your neshama away. And then this is perfect love, because it is present on both sides, both in times of graciousness and in times of suffering. And this is why it says that the light of the act of creation came forth and then was subsequently hidden. And when it was hidden, there came forth this harsh judgment, and both sides were included, love and judgment together, so that there would be perfection. And this is love, as it is fitting. Rabbi Ashlag's explanation. For the light that was created on the 6 days of creation was created according to the words, "Let there be light." And this was again hidden, as it says in the Zohar, "Let there be light in this world, and there was light in the world to come." For the light was hidden in this world, and it is openly revealed to the righteous in the world to come. With the hiding of the light came forth a strict judgment in this world, through which both sides of love are included as one. Because now it is possible to reveal the possibility of the perfection of love, even when God takes away your soul from you. Such that if the light were not hidden, there would not be any possibility of coming at all to manifestation of the light. The Zohar continues. Rabbi Shimon took Rabbi Elazar and kissed him. Rabbi Pinchas came and kissed him and blessed him. Rabbi Elazar said, "However, it is for certain that the fear of God, Yirat Hashem, should not be forgotten in all the commandments, especially in this commandment of love, that the fear of being separate from God needs to be one with it. How does it become one? That is, when a person is loving God when God is giving him wealth and good and length of days, children and food, then we need to awaken the fear of being separated from him and to be concerned that we do not cause a sin. Concerning this, it says in the Proverbs, "Happy is the man who is constantly in the fear of God," because his fear of being separated from God is included in his love. We need to ask ourselves, what sin is the Zohar talking about here? Although it is not explicit in the Zohar, I suspect it is the sin of pride. The feeling of, I'm all right, Jack, and forgetting that the other guy, who isn't having such a good time, and thinking that it must all be due to some good thing I myself have done, and forgetting that these things are a mystery to us whilst we are here on this planet, and we cannot take them as our due. And then, of course, there is the fear of being separate from God when in time of trouble. The Zohar's words are, and so we need to awaken the fear of being separate from God also when on the other side, when we are suffering. For when the person fears God as is fitting, then he does not harden his heart. As it says in the scripture, in Proverbs, and he who hardens his heart will fall into evil. The question remains, if we are managing to love God, even when we are suffering, then why do we need the fear of being separate from him also? Why do we need the mitzvah of Yirat Hashem? Surely, if we are managing to stay in the mode of love, then our hearts are open, and we are not going to fall into evil. Rabbi Ashlag's answer is both interesting and subtle. He writes, we should not make the mistake of not being afraid at all of the strict judgment, only thinking we need to cling in love to God. But the person must not harden his heart or take his attention away from the judgment. If we're to look at that answer in more modern language, we can understand what he's saying. As we know, it's perfectly possible to experience suffering on one level and to deny it on another. It's quite a common psychological mechanism. When we are suffering, we will do anything to escape our suffering. Denial mechanisms, either by pretending it isn't happening, or it's not as bad as all that, or by not taking responsibility for it and blaming it all on the other guy, are common ways of not feeling our suffering. If we are denying our suffering, it's actually not so difficult to remain with a loving attitude to God. However, Rabbi Ashlag teaches that that would not be true love of God. We need to remain open to our suffering and feel the love of God at the same time. We need to acknowledge our suffering and not become separate from God or from our inner selves, but combine our awareness with our love for God and have that fear of being separate. And that's why we need the Yirat Hashem to combine with the mitzvah of loving God, the mitzvah of Ahavat Hashem.